still flowing. Almost 2,000 years ago, they hung him on a cross. The crowds gathered round and said, "He saved others. Why can't he save himself? Come down off the cross." But Jesus refused to come down. It wasn't the nails that kept him there, but every drop of blood that flowed out of Emmanuel's veins, it flowed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. And it's never lost its power. Thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. I see blood stains all over the place. Bloody handprints, bloody footprints. I see people covered with the blood. Hallelujah. We are blood washed people, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you've never experienced water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you have got something to experience. Because the Bible teaches that when you're baptized in his name, the name of the Father, his name, the name of the Son, his name, the name of the Holy Ghost, when you are baptized in that glorious name, one name, under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. One name, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, my friend, I'm telling you, God is making a way for us. I would to God that everyone in this building be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ before the sounding of the trumpet. He's coming back for people that is for his name. Truly, the Lord is in this house. His spirit is here. It's already moving. And yet, we still have work to do. As I look across this great congregation, I see people here that have not yet been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And there are those that have been filled with the Holy Ghost and you need some more. Hallelujah! The Bible teaches us that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is that same Spirit that's going to raise us up to meet him in the air. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. It's not a second blessing. It's not something just added to the agenda. It is an essential. The scriptures also declare that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So tonight, I pray, God, let us be filled. I'd ask you to go with me to the New Testament book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll look beginning at verse number 14 to verse 18. Oh, Spirit of God is here, so powerful. Let me just tell y'all from the beginning, please, whatever I might do or whatever I might say, don't hold it against me. I'm under the influence. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, beginning in verse number 14, wherefore he saith, awake. Somebody say, wake up. Thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. In other words, take advantage of the time you have. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, let me ask you a question. How many wants to know what the will of the Lord is? There's a few wise folk. Let me ask it again. How many want to know what the will of the Lord is? Verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled. Be filled with the Spirit. That's the will of God for this service today. Every man, every woman, every young person, every guest, every child, be filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we love you and thank you. Your presence is powerful in this place. You told us where two or three would gather in your name, that you would be in the midst. And we acknowledge that you are here. Now, Lord, we pray that you would breathe upon us your mighty Spirit. Father, I pray not one person leave here the same way they came in, but let every vessel be overflowing, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen. Amen. Let's clap our hands to the Lord. Amen. He's a mighty God. I say he's closer than you think. He's right here beside you. He's looking at you right now. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We're thirsty. We are hungry. We're desiring. We need you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. My message today is be filled with the Spirit. God bless you, and you may be seated. All day yesterday, the news was being broadcast of protests and demonstrations. They say it was happening all around the world. You may ask my opinion and you may not ask my opinion, but I will tell you this. I believe that Jesus Christ is pro-choice. Jesus said, choose. The straight path or the broad path? Choose. The wide gate or the narrow gate? Choose. Tradition of men or the word of God? Choose. Heaven or hell? Choose ye this day. I believe he's pro-choice. Now, what our dilemma is, we have a choice to make any choices we want, but we cannot choose the consequences of those choices. Hallelujah. And so I would like to put before you today, choose Jesus. Choose to be filled with the Spirit. Choose to have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. However, it is clear to me that everyone will not make that choice. And that's just a matter of fact. But thank God for the people who want that choice, that people that want to be saved, that people that want everything God has for them, people that want to fulfill the will of God. Choose this day. The Bible tells us it's time to wake up. It's time to arise from the dead. It ought to be a sin to have dead church. It ought to be a sin to have quiet church. It ought to be a sin for people to go to sleep in the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, wake up. Wake up. Shake yourself. Hallelujah. This is the most exciting thing that could ever happen in your life. Hallelujah. The apostle tells us that it's time that we walk circumspectly. That word circumspectly means in a circle. He's not talking about walking physically around in circles, but what he is saying is that we ought to walk knowing what's going on around us, to be not ignorant of Satan's devices, to recognize that the end times are not coming. The end times are here. And now is the time to get as full of the Spirit as you can. Every service is a Holy Ghost service. Every prayer meeting is a Holy Ghost service. When you come on work day, that's a Holy Ghost service. Whenever we gather together, we ought to be drinking up that new wine that the Bible tells us about. Hallelujah. He said, don't get drunk with wine. That's excess. That's a waste. But if you're going to get drunk, be filled with the Spirit. I recall in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, when the power of the Spirit came down, the Bible says they were all in one accord. They were all in one mind, in one spirit. You know, if we ever get our minds together, if we ever get together on this thing, something mighty powerful could be released in this place. I would to God every woman, every man, every child in this building would just focus on the word and watch heaven open and the power come down. I'm ready to see some miracles. I'm ready to see signs and wonders released in this house. But when they came in one mind and one accord, the Bible says there came a sound from heaven, and it fell on all of them that were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and they all, everyone, began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Every person in the building, is the will of God that you speak in tongues as the Holy Ghost moves upon you. See, something happens when you get filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't hardly keep still. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't keep quiet. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you got to clap your hands. You've got to respond. There's joy unspeakable, and it's full of glory. Yeah, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, ain't no mystery. Everybody knows something's up with you. Woo, hallelujah. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it's getting drunk. People looked at you and said, I never seen you act like that before. I never seen you worship like that before. I never seen you do like that before. That's because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. When you get filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, or you'll say things you never thought you'd say. You'll do things you never thought you'd do. You'll run around a building and ain't nobody chasing you. Hallelujah. When you get filled with the Spirit, people started looking. People started watching. Somebody out in the street noticed what was going on. They said, these people are drunk. They are drunk. The Apostle Peter stood up and said, yes, but they are not drunk as you suppose. What's causing them to act like this is not Budweiser. What's causing them to act like this is not marijuana. What's causing them to act like this is not Boone's Farm. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God is pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. I'm telling you, this is where the joy is. This is where the liberty is. But the world tries to bring you an imitation of what God has provided. The world tells you, you don't have to do all that. Come over here to our church. Yeah, the world got their church. It's called the bar. That's the world's church. And their pastor, he's the bartender. And when you look at the world and how they go to church, it's funny because sometimes you see people there that reminds you of people in here. So how was that, Brother Easter? Let me tell you how. Because there's all types of people that come to church. In the bar, you got those folks that come in and they walk up to their altar, which is the bar, and their pastor, the bartender, and they say, sir, can you recommend something to take the edge off? It's rough out there. Can you give me something that'll help me to forget about my troubles? And the pastor bartender said, why, certainly. Look behind me, and on the wall there are all kinds of spirits. Choose your poison. And to take the edge off what the world is doing, they request a drink. Now, some people are different. Everybody's not the same. Some folks walk in the bar and they said, well, listen, I just want a little something, something. I just want a little something, just a buzz. All I want is a buzz. I don't want to lose my mind. I just want a buzz, just a little feel-good feeling. And you got people like that that come to church. I just want a little something. I don't want to jump over the pews. I don't want to roll in the floor. I just want to feel just a little something. Yeah, some of y'all like that right now. Y'all just sitting there saying, I don't want to lose my mind. My hair, I don't want to mess up my hair. Then you got those people that come in the bar. And these type of people, they only drink when other people around watching them. They call them social drinkers. They walk in and they look around and who's looking? Yeah, give me something. They're looking around. Yeah. Social drinkers. They only drink when other people are around. Mm-hmm. People like that in church. They don't pray at home. They don't worship at home. Some of them don't even open their Bibles at home, but as soon as they get around other people. They want to let everybody know that they got something going on. You ain't nothing but a social drinker. Then you got folks walk in the bar, bring their own cup. They so hasidity, you know, so sophisticated. And when they drink, they like to stick their pinky out. Yeah, we got folks like that in church, all cute. Bow tie in place, necktie in place. Amen. All sedity. Showboating. But then you got that other one. Comes in the bar drunk. Left home drunk. And want to get drunk some more. Hallelujah, fill my cup,
fill it up till it's overflow. I would to God we had people like that in church. Come in church fired up. Come in church ready to praise. Come in church ready to get more. I can't get enough. I want more. I want more. I want more. How many want more? Taste and see the Lord is good. Once you drink of this new wine, you'll never be satisfied. You're going to want more and more and more. And it's the will of God that you never get satisfied. Keep under the spout where the glory coming out. Keep saying, God, fill me up. God wants everyone filled. He wants you overflowing. He wants you drunk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let it be in this service that we say the final amen. When this service is dismissed, I pray, Lord, let people straggle out the building. Let people can't hardly drive. Are you okay? Can you make it? Woo, hallelujah. I'm under the influence of the Holy Ghost. I've been drinking the new wine. It's God's will. Somebody say, God's will. That you be filled with the Spirit of God. When I first come to this awesome experience called Pentecost, I didn't know what I was in for. Nobody had warned me about y'all. Man, I tell you what, it made a change in my life. I've been to every other kind of church, all kinds of different types of religions, trying to find this thing that I got a hold of. Hallelujah, there's nothing like it. When you yield yourself to the Spirit of God and say, Lord, if it's for me, I want it. And make your mind up that you're going to do what he wants you to do. You say you can't get the Holy Ghost how you want to get the Holy Ghost. You got to come into agreement with him. How you do it? First, you repent of your sin. You can't come to God with sin in your heart. You got to say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins. I want you more than I want money. I want you more than I want entertainment. I want you more than I want a new car. I want you more than a girlfriend. I want you more than a boyfriend. I want you more than anything in this life. He's got to be number one. It's not going to work any other way. Once you submit yourself to him, hallelujah, we invite people to pray with your hands lifted up. Brother Easter, why we have to lift up our hands? Spiritual warfare takes place. Every time Moses put his hands down, the enemy prevailed. But when they lifted up his hands, victory prevailed. There's something in the lifting up of hands. It's a signal, Lord, I surrender. God, I'm not going to fight against you. Your will prevail. I yield to you. When you lift your hands up, it's a signal to the Lord that you're ready. Hallelujah. And then you open your mouth and begin to praise him. Out loud praise. Hallelujah. How come it's out loud? Jesus said the Spirit of God is like the wind. You don't know where it's coming from and you don't know where it's going, but you can hear the sound. Hallelujah, there's got to be a sound. You got to open up your mouth. Put away your pride. Put away your inhibitions. Open up your mouth and begin to send up praise to God and the Spirit will come down. Woo, hallelujah. I remember my first day in church, my first Sunday morning, first time I ever heard a Pentecostal preacher preach. You ain't heard a Pentecostal preacher preach until you heard a Pentecostal preacher preach. I don't care where you sit in the congregation, that word gonna hit you. That preacher got to preach, and I had a guest with me that first Sunday. I brought a guest with me. I told him about my experience of being baptized. He said, I'm going to come with you to church. I said, come on, brother. We sat in the back of the church. Preacher got to preaching. That word was hitting. Boom. Ooh. I could feel it. At the end of the service, the pastor stood up and said, anybody here ready to give their life to the Lord? Receive the Holy Ghost? Come forward. My friend jumped up. Ran down that middle aisle. He hit those altar steps and started screaming out, Jesus! I'm looking, I'm like, wow! All of a sudden, while he was down front, I noticed different members of the church started gathering around him. I had never seen nothing like that before. One guy got on one side of him and started pulling on his arm. He said, let go, brother! Another guy was on the other side pulling on the other arm saying, hold on, brother. Then somebody was right behind him on his back, rubbing his back down. Hallelujah. I said, I had never seen nothing like this. I had got baptized that Tuesday. I figured I'm a member of the church now. So I need to do what members do. So I got up out my chair, walked down the center aisle, got over there by my friend and found me a place on his back. And I'm just watching. I'm just looking. And they was praying. And they was encouraging him. Come on, man. Worship the Lord. God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. But you got to worship him. His praise. Amen. When you praise him, his spirit comes down. Worship him. My friend was just hollering, oh, oh. I said, come on, man. Worship him. Speak to him. He won't pay nobody no mind. And nobody was paying me no mind either. Because I looked like I knew what I was doing. I was rubbing his back. I'm just listening to everybody. They said, come on, man, just say hallelujah. That's the highest praise. Say hallelujah. And he just didn't listen. He just kept, oh. And I said, hey, man, say hallelujah. Come on, bro. And I'm listening to everybody. And people was praising and worshiping and worshiping. And I just said, come on, man, say hallelujah. And I'm rubbing his back. And I noticed the more I did it, the better it felt. Let me tell you something, the more you do it, the better it's going to feel. The more you put into it, the more you're going to get. You ain't going to get nothing sitting there like that. You ain't going to get nothing with your arm. Come on, you got to get into it. You got to forget who's around you. You got to say, today's my day. I'm going to get it. Hallelujah. So I just started feeling good, and I'm. And I guess they might have thought I had the Holy Ghost already. Well, boy, I was like, come on, man, just praise the Lord. Come on, I'm listening, folks. Open your mouth, man. Worship God. Say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let me try that again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, God filled me with the Holy Ghost while I was praying for my buddy. I'm telling you, if you get into it, God will meet you there. If you trust him, God will not let you down. If you open up your mouth, he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, God did it. Praise God. I'm telling you, when God fills you with the Holy Ghost, it's his spirit. It's his spirit. That's the power to make you an overcomer. That's the power to break addictions. That's the power to break bad habits. You can't live for God in your own strength. You've got to be clothed in the spirit of God. He'll work through you. He'll walk through you. He'll talk through you. He'll change you. Whew. You come too late to tell me it ain't real. Because when I came into this thing, I came straight out the world and I had some baggage. I had some problems. I had some addictions that I tried to quit, but I couldn't on my own. But God said, come on, son, just like you are. I said, no, Lord, not today. I need to get myself together. God said, no, you'll never get yourself together. Because if you could get yourself together, you wouldn't need God. He said, come on just like you are. Come on with your problems. Come on with your addiction. Come on with your lifestyle. Come on. I love you in spite of yourself. I've got something for you that will set you free. I said, Lord, I don't understand. He said, you don't have to understand, just believe. And I said, okay, Lord. And I came, God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. When God filled me, I don't know about you, but when God filled me with the Holy Ghost, I felt more in love with him than I ever felt before. The Bible began to make sense. I began to feel his presence in my room, on the job, everywhere I went. I could feel his presence. It's something like you can't get any other way. You've got to have the Spirit of God. And I'm going to tell you, Pastor, it was about 6 weeks. 6 weeks had passed, and I was just floating in the atmosphere, man. Just talking about Jesus to everybody, just loving the Lord, hungry for more. 6 weeks had passed by before I even thought about that drug. And I said, oh my goodness. No desire. I don't even want it no more. I tried it on my own, couldn't do it. I couldn't go 3 days without it, but it's been 6 weeks. And I'm telling you, I'm not the same anymore. Hallelujah. God did it. God did it. He set me free. He set me free. He wants to set you free. He wants to give you liberty. He wants to give you power. You can live for God in this ungodly age. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here right now, and he's moving. He's moving at this shah. Musicians, would you come to the platform? Would everyone stand, would you please? Be filled, be filled. The word of the Lord today is be filled. Sir, be filled. Mother, be filled. Guest, be filled. Young people, be filled. Pray singers, would you come? Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. Yes, yes, yes. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, I believe it's chapter 19, there were certain disciples of John came across the Apostle Paul. They were disciples. They were believers. They were what you might call church-going folk. Paul asked them a question. And I wonder if we could take a moment and ask that question to somebody nearby you. Same question they asked in the Bible. The question was, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Would you do me a favor? And would you turn around to somebody behind you, in front of you, beside you, and ask them that question? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you? Have you received it? Now see, sometimes I ask someone that question, and right away they say, yes. Yes, I received the Holy Ghost that day. I received the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart. I received the Holy Ghost after I got up off the floor, after that preacher laid hands on me and knocked me down. People think they received the Holy Ghost. Let me kind of change the question. Let's do it one more time. This time, let's do it this way. Have you spoken other tongues like they did in the Bible? Would you ask that question? Ask him. Have you spoken other tongues like they did in the Bible? Hallelujah! Shout It's here. It's in the building. It's here. It's in the building. Have you spoken other tongues like they did in the Bible? You said, but that's for them back then. No, no, no. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall speak with new tongues. And so what I want to do, we've already got people already started. The Holy Ghost is moving. No way you can control it, but if you desire to be filled, whether you've had it before or you've never had it, I want you to flow to the front of the church. Jesus said on the last day of the feast, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. Come. Anyone thirsty, would you just gather around the front? I don't want you to begin to pray yet. Don't worship or pray yet. I want you to gather in. Come closer. Come closer. People are coming in behind you. If anyone thirst, well, I'm not a member here. That doesn't matter. Jesus said all you need is thirst. Thirst means desire. If you want this. But I'm a Methodist. It doesn't matter if you're a Methodist. All you need is thirst. We don't do this down at the Baptist church. It doesn't matter. If you're thirsty, come and drink of the water of life free. People are gathering in. Come in a little closer, if you will. People are still coming. Jesus said, if any man, woman, young person, child thirst, all you need is desire. He said, let him come. But Lord, I'd rather just stay back here. Jesus said, come. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Come unto me and drink. Very important. Very important. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen anybody drink with their mouth shut?
No.
Absolutely correct. You cannot drink. You cannot drink with your mouth shut. You know what that means? That means you got to open your mouth. Well, Brother Easter, how do I drink? Open your mouth and fill it with praise. Now, you got to cooperate if you're going to be filled. Say, why do I got to praise? Because the scripture says the Spirit of the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Now watch me. Watch me. Look at me. Look at me. Now watch this. Hallelujah. Spirit comes in. Hallelujah. Spirit comes in. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Spirit comes in. What are you doing? You're drinking. And then the Lord said, it shall be in you a river of living water coming up out of you. So what happens is, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Spirit is filling you up. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise your Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. And it gets up to here. And you gotta let it come out. You gotta let the Spirit come out. And when the Spirit comes out, it's gonna come out in another language. Now, I want you to get this. I'm taking my time because this has helped a lot of people. When you speak in another tongue, an unknown tongue, like the Bible's talking about, it is not your intellect. It is a language of the Spirit. But Brother Easter, how do I know what I'm saying? That's the point. You don't know what you're saying. The devil don't know what you're saying. But God knows what you're saying. Is something going to take me over? Am I going to black out? No, you're going to yield your tongue. Yield your tongue. Like this. I am speaking in tongues right now. Guess what language it is? English. That's right. Tongues is a language. Unknown tongue is an unknown language. Yield. When I say yield, I'm going to say something in Spanish. ¿Cómo está? Gloria a Dios. Feliz Navidad. That's about all I know. But you notice, when I yield to another language, that means I had to stop speaking one in order to speak the other one. You yield. You stop speaking English. And you allow a new language to flow out of your... It's here, man. It's moving already. I can't hardly control. All you got to do, and I'm going to ask you right now, would you close your eyes? I want you to close your eyes and feel His Spirit. It's all around you. It's a cloud. It's a cloud all over you, right? It's here right now. And now I want you to lift your hands. Lift your hands. And by the power of the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the authority of the Word of God, I command you to lift up your voice. And from there, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Go. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Receive the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. Receive the Holy Ghost, speaking in another tongue. Glory, 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 glory.
So fill me up, Jesus, I speak it. Every single person, every single woman and man that's seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I pray in Jesus' name that you fill today, Lord, every person, every man, every woman, be filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Fill me up. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Receive it. It's yours today. It's yours today. Here we go. So fill me up. I got the Holy Ghost. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. I'm telling you right now, maybe you just need a refilling. Maybe you need more of God in your life. Maybe you need another touch from God in your life. Maybe you're saying, Lord, do it for me again. Do it in my heart again. Do it in my mind again. God, I've been walking with you. I've been seeking you, but I need more today. I need my cup to run over. If that's you, I pray in Jesus' name that you will submit to God, throw your hands in the air, and just say, Lord, fill me up. Fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, Jesus.